Let's open your letters. A few weeks ago, Daniel's Wordling filed a story about a nonprofit group in Washington, D.C. that recruits young men and women to clean up and restore their own inner-city neighborhoods. The story prompted Sikivu Hutchinson of Los Angeles to write, "Far too often, the only time young people of color turn up on the radar of the national media is when they're stereotyped as pathological inner-city miscreants. The core work is to be commended. NPR has a responsibility to highlight more such stories." A couple of weeks ago, we ran a story that tracked the history of sex education and the trend towards promoting abstinence in the United States. Wade Goodwin's piece, writes Ulrika O'Brien of Redmond, Washington, is yet another example of interviewee A says X and his opponent says Y reporting, without ever a hint about the factual basis for either X or Y. Instead, we get interviews with opinion holders about their opinions and references to polls about further opinions. Mr. Gallup once said he could prove the existence of God by polling, but somehow this hasn't decided the question. Dave Price of Germantown, Tennessee, recalled his own family lore after he heard our conversation 2 weeks ago on snow shovel racing in New Mexico. One day, Grandpa, while sliding down the hill, hit a spot where the snow was melted and he slid a considerable distance on rock and gravel. The bottom of the shovel became so hot that when he stopped, everyone had a good laugh watching him fan his keister to cool it off. Thanks for reviving an old memory. But physician Tim Quigley Peterson of Arroyo Seco, New Mexico, wrote, "Scott alluded to serious injuries due to the position of the racer on the shovel, which your guest glibly brushed off. On the contrary, we have seen the loss of a testicle, perineal tears, concussions, broken legs, and wrists. In my opinion, these count as serious." A correction now from John Flanagan in Kanaohe, Hawaii. Scott, when discussing the book Slithery Jake with Daniel Pinkwater this morning, you said that something begs the question, where does a snake sleep? I beg you to use the perfectly accessible to raise the question. Aloha Pumahana. Mr. Flanagan's right. We looked it up and found that begging the question is a technical term in logic for a form of circular reasoning. For example, if littering were not illegal, then it would not be prohibited by the law. The person arguing this point asks us to assume what he wants to prove before he's proved it. Got it? Aloha Pumihana, Mr. Flanagan. If you didn't send us your letters, we couldn't read them. Got that? You can reach us at wesat@npr.org, and we beg you, tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.